Dr. Google can't fix your knee. The Joint Relief Institute can. Fast joint pain relief, covered by Medicare. Call 708-888-0000, as in zero pain.
My love, she speaks like silence, without ideals or violence. She doesn't have to say she's faithful, yet she's true, like ice, like fire.
I decided to play for you people one of the acts that is not at Lollapalooza. That's Joan Baez singing the songs of Bob Dylan, her former lover. We have a very full show for you after this first segment that I'm very excited about because I love books. We're going to have Bradley Parker Sparrow and his wife Joni Pilato in here. Along with, I'm going to have Henry Farag, the creator of a show called The Signal, is going to co-host with me for a while. And then at the end of the show, so you have to stay up till 11 o'clock because you're going to hear Mike Royko, who is no longer with us, but Mike Royko on the meaning and importance of 16-inch softball, a Chicago game. I'd first like to welcome one of the smartest people in publishing and a good writer to boot. Naomi Huffman, thanks.
Hi, Rick. How are you?
Good. You take that compliment lightly or heavily or what do you think?
a little heavily. I'm not very good at compliments.
well, then you're no Hemingway then. Naomi is the editor-in-chief, among many things, of Curbside Splendor, which I think is the most innovative, adventurous, and creative local publisher. How do you like that, Naomi?
That's so kind of you, Rick. Thank you.
Give me a state of Curbside these days. I want to talk, because it's summer reading time, and I want to talk about not only some current books, but some upcoming books. How have you found it? You're not relatively new, but new enough to Curbside as editor-in-chief. Mm-hmm. How are you enjoying it?
Oh, I love it. It's an absolute dream job. Yeah, I mean, I get to work every day on books, whether that's working with an author on editing their manuscript or working on a media campaign or setting up events for authors. I absolutely love what I get to do every day.
What about the sometimes, Naomi, taxing, sometimes disappointing, and tough job, I think, of dealing with the number? You must get a ton of submissions, yes?
We absolutely do, yes.
How many do you get?
I would say at this point, well, we do have an open submissions period, and that's closed right now. But in spite of that, we get probably a dozen a week. It's a lot to keep up with, of course.
Sure.
Yeah, but, you know, it's also very exciting. And I feel like, you know, that's, if we're getting a lot of submissions, it's like an excellent problem to have. There are a lot of people seeking the opportunity to work with us, and there are a lot of people that share the excitement for what we're doing. It's actually a really great compliment.
What you've developed, I think, over the course of how old is Curbside Splendor? 5, 6 years, 4?
Well, technically we were founded in 2009, so about 7 years.
You were the publishers of my great friend and the incredibly talented artist and writer, Tony Fitzpatrick. Tony must be, I mean, Tony's a character and a half, and I've known him for 30 years. He must be a demanding joy to work with.
I would say more of a joy. In fact,
just
today
a joy.
Well, I spent most of my afternoon today at the DePaul Art Museum with him. You know, he had a signing today, and his dear friend, Frank Catalano,
friend of mine, too.
Yeah, totally. He played this excellent jazz set, and then Tony had a party later. I feel like, for the most part, my experience with Tony has been absolutely wonderful, and I feel like now he's a very dear friend of mine, and I feel so lucky to count him among my friends, you know, and that's also, you know, one of the greatest gifts of working with authors and working with other artists and creative people is, you know, just constantly building this community of people that I feel so lucky to have in my life and to support and get their work out in the world.
See, that is what, and tell Victor David Guerin, too, who started the thing, that that's one of the things that I think really distinguishes you, because I know a lot of authors who you publish, Tony Fitzpatrick, Bill Hillman, a number of people, and you really do create this kind of nurturing family atmosphere, and that's not something that writers find easily.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's absolutely true. One of the things that I feel we're most committed to is, allowing people who don't traditionally come to writing to have the experience that writers who have been supported for, most of their lives by various institutions and academic situations, to have those same experiences, to publish a book and go on an author tour and see your books reviewed by revered outlets and feel like you're appreciated. And that's definitely the most rewarding part of it. And Tony definitely fits in there. So does Bill Hillman. So do a number of our other authors. It's so wonderful to make that happen for them.
Let me ask you, Naomi Huffman, the editor-in-chief of Curbside Splendor, and you can find that at curbsidesplendor.com. We're going to talk after the break in a couple minutes about some of the current books and upcoming books. But the publishing business itself, Naomi, as you well know, being a literary person, has been thrown kind of really, really up for grabs in the last decade. Don't you think the big houses in New York that everybody always wanted to be with are, I think, in total chaos unless you're James Patterson or Stephen King? And and you are finding, I think, writers that maybe, 20 years ago would have been in New York houses, but this kind of hands-on Chicago-centric publishing house is of incredible value. How healthy do you think the publishing biz is now?
Well, I think there's definitely something to what you're saying there, that independent presses are, in a lot of ways, or in most ways, creating and publishing the most interesting and experimental and intellectual work available in the literary community. I feel like New York publishers have been reacting to what they've been doing for decades and they don't know how to interrupt those reactions.
They're unwilling to take the kinds of risks you take. I think that is the hallmark of Curbside Splendor. I'm talking to editor-in-chief of Curbside Splendor, a lovely person and a fine, fine writer, too. She's never edited any copy of mine, but she has edited the friends of mine, and I assume that they tell the truth when they tell me that she is a genius as an editor.
Oh.
Well, that's their talking, Naomi. It's not me. It's Bill Hillman. It's Tony. It's a number of other people. After this commercial break, Naomi and I are going to talk, because it is for all of Lollapalooza and all the games you have on your iPhone and your iPad, summer is the perfect time for reading. That's why they call it summer reading. So we're going to make some recommendations for you to take to the park or the beach, and we'll be right back.
You must leave now, take what you need, you think will last.
Joan Baez not appearing at Lollapalooza, singing the works of Bob Dylan, not appearing at Lollapalooza. On the show, Naomi Huffman, the editor-in-chief of Curbside Splendor, and please go to curbsidesplendor.com, because we will not be able to talk about all the offerings they have. They offer, and these are, I wouldn't really take either of Tony's books to the beach because they're so beautiful. I'm afraid they'd get ruined, Naomi. But both Dime Stories and The Secret Birds, Secret Birds most recently, are out there. You also, I'm so intrigued by the Empty Bottle Chicago book. How did that come about, and what is it?
Sure. So the Empty Bottle book is essentially a retrospective of, over 20 years of a music venue in Chicago that really played a very influential part in the curation of Chicago music culture. It came about, I think, about 3 years ago. Victor, our founder, and John Dugan collaborated to to work on this book, and they sent out a call for submissions from people for essays and interviews.
And remembrances, too. That's the thing that got me about the Empty Bottles, is the way you guys at Curbside Splendor and the authors produced it. It is so evocative that to read it is to live it, I think.
Absolutely. I mean, it's primarily about the emergence of 90s music culture in Chicago, of indie music culture in particular. And the greatest thing about the book, I think, is that as we culled together all of these photographs and images and interviews from people, this story emerged of, what it was like to be part of something larger than yourself.
Yeah.
Before you knew that was even a thing. And so all of the sentimentality and all the nostalgia actually built this story of a really wonderful time in Chicago. And not having lived here at that time, I found it to be not only very educational, but a very emotional book.
Oh, no question. No question.
Yeah.
And anybody who ever went to the Empty Bottle, I mean, this is a book that you will be able to, in a non kind of cheap nostalgic way, but I think in a very deep, important way, will be able to relive your own past. So that's one of the books I'd recommend. New York 1960 by my friend Barry Gifford. Is that available now?
It is.
How did that? I know who Barry. Who's Barry Gifford? The legendary Barry.
An excellent poet. He has written several novels, and in addition to his poetry, he's also a filmmaker and screenwriter. He's collaborated with David Lynch. We were very pleased when he approached us collection.
He came to you. That's fabulous.
He did.
Because Barry Gifford's a nationally known writer, poet, author. All right, Bill Hillman's book, Mozos. This is his A Decade Running with the Bulls. Bill was on the show talking about it, but let's remind people. This book has done very, very well for you, hasn't it?
Yes, it was a very good seller for us.
Basically because Bill was gored when he ran with the Bulls. There's nothing like, it's almost as if it would be the great promotional marketing gimmick to go, Bill, when you go back and run with the Bulls in Pamplona, make sure one of the Bulls gores you and you go to the hospital.
Right.
I mean, it was international news when that happened.
It definitely was. And so this Mozos is, it's a decade running with the Bulls of Spain. It's Bill's tell-all about why he began running with the Bulls. And, as someone who, Bill is a drug addict and an alcoholic and really dealt with a lot of mental health issues. And bull running for him was, a way to
salvation
overcome
of sorts.
All of those
things. Yeah, it was salvation
exactly.
of sorts. You've got this Disco Demolition book that I've heard about on every radio show in the country. So I'd rather. Is Kedzie Avenue out yet, Naomi Huffman?
It won't be out until later this year.
Talk about that book. You sent me some time ago some early pages, kind of like an early page proof of it. I think this thing is as fascinating a book as I'm not a big graphic novel person. So this book really overwhelmed me. Talk to me about that so people can get excited about it and pre-order it.
Absolutely. Kedzie Avenue is actually one of my favorite projects that we have forthcoming. It is over, 3 years worth of reporting that a group of young men who call themselves the Illustrated Press have been doing. It includes, personal personal narratives, journalistic reporting, illustrations on every single page. It's essentially a story about Chicago, but told by a single street. And what I love about it is that, there's with the current political climate in Chicago, this book really connects the north and south sides of the city and does so in a way that I think tells a story that really needs to be told about the different ends of just what's going on in Chicago with police brutality and all of those things. And these young men who are all, it's Jamie Hibden and Eric Rodriguez and Daryl Holiday, who are all journalists and illustrators in their own right. But as a collaborative force, they've created this book that I think is going to be very powerful and going to be one of the most successful things that we've published.
Well, there's no question. It certainly deserves to be because in one of the portions I've read, it's kind of an old man observing the street, and it's mm-hmm. and it is it's sort of Studs Terkel-esque in the fact that this old man who they interviewed, his words are poetry. I found
absolutely, yeah. And I believe you're referring to the alderman that they interviewed
yeah.
for this particular strip. And he has
it was Bernie Stone, lived, right?
Yes, yeah. exactly. And to hear, you know, from his perspective, the way in which his neighborhood and his community has changed in the last couple of decades is just such a powerful experience. And I'm really excited for, you know, everyone else to read that.
Naomi Huffman, what's the pub date for that, Kedzie Avenue?
It should be mid-November.
Okay, good. I'd love to write about it, too, for this fine newspaper.
Get you a copy.
Let me ask you for 2 seconds about the other great change in the publishing business in the last decade or so before Curbside Splendor started is the sort of lack of venues in which to mark. There used to be book sections, things called book mm-hmm. sections in newspapers. There used to be book programs on TV and on the radio. That venue has sort of been replaced by social media, effectively or
Absolutely.
Not, Naomi?
Well, I think it's like anything else. You know, the literary criticism community has had to adapt to the way that people access information.
Yeah.
And there's an amazing online indie literature community, and we totally rely on websites like Electric Literature and Lit Hub, Volume 1 Brooklyn, all of these places. The LA Review of Books is fantastic. The Rumpus is great. All of these places have curated, you know, really strong followings of people who rely on them for excellent literary criticism and coverage, you know, that feels very prescient and very, you know, relevant and up to the minute on what people are publishing and what people are reading.
Yeah.
In a lot of ways, I think it's fostered new voices as well.
I agree.
A lot of our writers.
Well, and also, I think
discovered a lot of our writers that way.
Well, and the other thing in this age of social media, one of the things that is, I don't think it's anti-social media, but one thing that's arisen in the face of it are all these live readings all over the place. You could go every mm-hmm. single night of the year, could you not? To some
Absolutely.
Saloon or a venue and hear live reading. I want you, before I let you go, and again, ladies and gentlemen, if you're looking for something to read and something to look at, because the Curbside Splendor's books are so beautifully produced. They are like little works of art, Tony Fitzpatrick's books and others. My Kind of Sun, since Lollapalooza weekend, I fell in love with My Kind of Sun, The Secret History of Chicago Music with drawings and words by Jim DeRogatis. That is some book. How is that done?
So the illustrations are actually by Steve Krakow, who's done a longtime column for the Chicago Reader
right.
Called The Secret History of Chicago Music. And we had Jim DeRogatis write the foreword.
Yeah.
We were so pleased to do this book. We compiled essentially more than a decade's worth of Steve's illustrated column. And then all of the columns are arranged alphabetically in the way that you would, you know, approach and discover records in an actual record store.
Yeah, that's another.
I learned.
Yeah, you.
Yeah, I learned so
that's
much.
That's what you should. I mean, we should learn from these books. Naomi
absolutely.
Huffman, you're the best. You are just the best. Editor-in-chief of Curbside Splendor. I cannot wait to get a book of yours between covers and read it. Naomi, thank you. Thank you so much. And say hi to everybody else over there. You run a great shop.
I will.
Just a great
Thanks,
shop.
Rick.
Thanks. Anytime.